On the tracks, New Orleans Moonshiner Gaby Coquette. And don't forget our Monday date that you promised me last Tuesday was by the New Orleans Jazz Vipers. And we're finishing up with Lewis Ford and his New Orleans Flares, a track called New Orleans Stomp. And it's now 9 p.m. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM. Online at kgnu.org. It is time now for Swing Shift.
And a hearty good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Dave Gloss with Swing Shift this evening. Thank you for joining me for the best of the big band years. Tonight we play a program called Covers, where we take a look at different versions of the same tune by different artists and the progression of some tunes over the years. So stay tuned for some very enjoyable listening. Music lingo, of course, covers are tunes that are recorded secondarily by a second artist after they've already become famous as played by another artist. And certainly during the swing years, there were lots of examples of this. Probably one of the most interesting to listen to is the comparison between Fletcher Henderson's orchestra and then Benny Goodman's orchestra playing the Fletcher Henderson arrangement. Certainly, from a jazz perspective, most people think the Fletcher Henderson arrangements swing better under Fletcher's leadership. Certainly, they are cleaner under Benny's. So it all depends on your tastes. And here from the mid-30s, we'll listen to a great example of that. The King Porter Stomp, as played by Fletcher Henderson's orchestra, and then from 1935, Benny Goodman with Bunny Berrigan at the trumpet, and his version of the King Porter Stomp that actually began the big band years.
Thank you.
a tune originally written by Jelly Roll Morton as a tribute to a piano player by the name of Porter King. That was the King Porter Stomp, first played by Fletcher Henderson's orchestra in 1933, and then redone by Fletcher himself for the Ben Goodman Orchestra in 1935. Next up, we're going to have some fun between Benny Goodman and Glenn Miller. And we're going to start out with a tune written by Miller arranger Jerry Gray, and a huge hit, once again, A String of Pearls, which featured Bobby Hackett at the cornet. Glenn will introduce it himself.
Now, folks, if smooth music with a little jump in it is your fancy, we got one coming up that's specially designed for your listening pleasure. A String of Pearls. It's written by one of our arrangers, Jerry Gray. It's one of our latest recordings. And I think you'd enjoy listening for Bobby Hackett's cornet later on in the piece.
Thank you.
Another swing era classic, that is, of course, A String of Pearls, first played by Glenn Miller and his orchestra, and then by Benny Goodman playing a Mel Powell arrangement. And from 1941, two great recordings. We're going to stick with Glenn Miller and a tune that, as many hits as Glenn had in the late 30s and early 40s, this is one that didn't sell hardly at all. And so Glenn kind of gave up on it, and Tommy Dorsey got interested in it. And you'll hear the result. Here's I'll Never Smile Again.
I know I will never until I smile at you.
I'll Never Smile Again, first played by Glenn Miller and his orchestra with a vocal by Ray Epperly, and then Tommy Dorsey's big, big hit. It was number one for close to 3 months in 1940 and introduced Frank Sinatra, Joe Stafford, and the Pied Pipers to a very wide audience. I'll Never Smile Again from the Sentimental Gentleman. This is Dave Gloss with Swing Shift this evening. Hope you're enjoying tonight's broadcast. I'm here every Thursday evening between 9 and 10 o'clock presenting the best of the swing years here on KGNU. Music as you hear it nowhere else. Next up is another tune from 1940 that had a pair of hits, and another example of a tune that compares a black band with a white band and how different they sound. But nevertheless, both are great versions of Tuxedo Junction. Thank you. Tuxedo Junction, first played by Erskine Hawkins, a great trumpeter of the swing years, and his orchestra from 1940. And then we listened to, actually, I cheated a little bit there, that was from Glenn Miller's AAF band playing his hit version of Tuxedo Junction during World War II. Once again, this is Dave Gloss, and I'm here every Thursday evening between 9 and 10 o'clock here on KGNU. Always a pleasure to be here. If you have any comments, suggestions, or requests, be sure to give me a call at our studio here in Denver, 303-825-0619. Now let's do a cover that really presents some very different sounds. First from Will Bradley and his orchestra featuring Ray McKinley, one of the great drummers of those years. Here's another hit from 1940, Beat Me Daddy, 8 to the Bar. Then we'll hear Patty, Maxine, and Laverne, the Andrews sisters, with the same tune.
By far, he can play piano in a way you like it. But the kind he plays the best is 8 to the Bar. When he jams, it's a ball. He's the daddy of them all. The people gather round when he gets on the stand. Then when he plays, he gets a hand. The rhythm he plays puts the cats in a trance. Nobody there bothers to dance. And when he jams with the bass and guitar, they holler, oh, beat me, daddy, 8 to the Bar. A blink, a blank, a plink, plank, plink, plank, plunking on the keys. A riff, a rap, a riff, rap, riffing out with ease. And when he jams with a bass and guitar, they holler, oh, beat me, daddy, 8 to the Bar. Thank you.
box.
To the bar.
Texas. There's a guy who plays the best piano by far. When he plays with the bass and guitar, they all beat me up, daddy, beat me, daddy, egg to the bar. The people gather around when he gets up on the stand. Then when he plays, he gets a hand. The rhythm that he plays puts the cats in a trance. Nobody there ever bothers to dance. But when he plays with the bass and guitar, they holler, oh, be me, daddy, egg to the bar. A plink, plink, a plank, plank. A plink, plank, plink, plank, a plunkin' on the keys. A rip, rip, a rap, rap. A rip, rap, rip, rap, a riffin' out with these. But when he plays with the bass and guitar, they holler, oh, be me, daddy, egg to the bar.
Beat Me Daddy 8 to the Bar, a hit for both Will Bradley and his orchestra featuring Ray McKinley, and a two-sided Columbia release on 78s in those days. And then, of course, from Patty, Maxine, and Laverne, the Andrews Sisters. We're going to turn now to a tune that compares really the same artist, because in 1935... Benny Goodman decided to play as a sideman on a disc with one of his sidemen as the leader. It was Teddy Wilson's orchestra and one of the first successes for Billie Holiday, and a little tune called What the Moonlight Can Do. Now, Fletcher Henderson made a big band arrangement around the same time for Benny's band, but Benny didn't get around to recording it until the early 1950s, but he brought back Helen Ward to do it. So let's listen to Benny in two different contexts. And when you hear this tune, I'm always reminded why people were just blown away by Benny Goodman when he first got national recognition in the mid-30s. Thank you.
little moonlight can do. Ooh, what a little moonlight can do to you. You're in love, your heart's a flutter, and all day long you're gonna stutter, cause your poor tongue can't seem to utter the words I love you. Ooh, what a little moonlight can do. Wait a while till a little moonbeam comes peeping through. You'll get so you can't resist him, and all you'll say when you've kissed him is who. What a little moonlight can do.
What a Little Moonlight Can Do. First, Benny Goodman as a sideman for Teddy Wilson's orchestra with Billie Holiday from 1935. And then from 1951, we heard the same tune with Benny Goodman's big band, an arrangement by Fletcher Henderson. A reminder that Denver's weather is looking a whole lot better than it did last week at this time. We've got 56 degrees here in Denver, and tomorrow it looks like it's going to be a splendid day with highs near 80, and looks like Saturday and Sunday will be decent days to get your old LaSalle out for a spin, with highs around 75 on Saturday and 71 on Sunday. So lots of fun. Looks like our first chance of precipitation then will be on Tuesday. So yeah, get that old car out and about and have some fun. Then I'd like to also remind you that KGNU would like to thank, as always, the greater Park Hill community for their in-kind support of this station and this broadcast. More information is available online at gphc.org, or you can call them at 303-388-0918. Our thanks to the greater Park Hill community. And now we're going to listen to an interesting progression, at least I think it's interesting, being kind of a swing aficionado, I guess, but the progression of what originally wasn't really going anywhere, but kept the interest a lot of musicians out there, and through a rise into certainly many people think of it as the anthem of the big band years. It's, of course, In the Mood, which didn't start out as In the Mood. It started out with various titles, including this one by Wingy Minogue, a one-armed trumpet player back in the day, and started out with Tar Paper Stop. See if you recognize the little riff. Thank you.
Here's an original composition by Artie Shaw, In the Mood, played in the groove.
That, of course, was an arrangement by Artie Shaw of In the Mood, which really didn't have much success until Glenn Miller got a hold of it and pared it down and made it the following.
It's 10 o'clock. This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM and 1390 AM, and streaming live online at KGNU.org. It's time for Jazz Lives, after another fine show by Dave. Let's get the show started off tonight with some Herbie Hancock. Thanks for tuning in.